USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Joe Manchin's appearance with a third-party group is fueling speculation of a possible 2024 presidential run.
The Democratic senator from West Virginia appeared with Republican former Utah Governor John Huntsman at the event sponsored by the No Labels Group. No Labels says it wants to represent Americans who are tired of extremists in the Democratic and Republican parties. Democrats are growing increasingly concerned a possible third-party candidate will only help former President Trump. I'm Brian Shook.
Parents have a new weapon to protect their kids from RSV. The FDA's approved the injectable drug Beyfortus, a ready-made antibody that can bind to the virus and stop it from infecting cells. It's the first long-lasting drug for at-risk toddlers and infants susceptible to the respiratory illness. Two whistleblowers are headed to Capitol Hill.
Two IRS whistleblowers alleging interference by the Justice Department in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden are scheduled to testify at a House hearing this week. House Republicans organized the Wednesday hearing after IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley made those allegations public. Both the lead U.S. Attorney in Hunter Biden's case and Attorney General Merrick Garland have denied the claims. Hunter Biden reached a deal last month to plead guilty in the tax and gun case, accepting about 2 years of probation and enrolling in a diversion program. I'm John Schaefer.
The Georgia Supreme Court has dismissed former President Trump's bid to shut down an investigation into his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in that state. A new study shows Miami-Dade County in Florida has the nation's highest rate of Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Alzheimer's State Diversity Director Keith Gibson says
it just simply will open up the doors on how we can really help.
This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy slamming progressive Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal for her comment calling Israel a racist state.
This isn't the first person in the Democratic conference that has continued to make anti-Semitic comments.
While speaking to reporters, McCarthy cited previous comments from Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib. Jayapal made the comment over the weekend while speaking with pro-Palestine protesters, but later walked back her claim and apologized. Meanwhile, President Biden's inviting Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to meet in the U.S. for the first time since Netanyahu's return to power late last year. A newly approved drug can help protect kids from RSV. The FDA's okayed the use of the injectable drug Beyfortus for at-risk toddlers and infants susceptible to the respiratory illness. It's described as a ready-made antibody that can bind to the virus and stop it from infecting cells. RSV was part of last year's so-called triple-demic, which also included the flu and COVID. A new real-time data collection resource called the Earth Information Center is now online. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the data is meant for everyone.
The data ought to be more understandable. It ought to be more accessible. It ought to be more usable for everyone, everywhere.
He says that you'll be able to access data about climate, weather, and natural resource matters on our home planet. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy Febreze.